a massive talking point has been Essendon, for all the wrong reasons, for the bulk of this season. But is it fair to say their turnaround over the past fortnight has been quite impressive? They beat GWS by 35 points last night, and Zaharakis, Heppel, Merritt, again, these guys have been really flat. Roosie and Schwatter are really finding their mojo a bit. Jackie Stranger kicks three goals. They send Mark Bagley forward to add a bit of the defensive pressure up there, and he's playing an important role. And now they take on this Richmond side on Saturday night. And there's been almost a complete flip around. And you don't want to, you know, put this on Mark Neal and say, well, he got the flip, and then they make some changes and then they come good, because it's obviously much more complex than that. But if Essendon come on Saturday night against the reigning Premier with some hunger and thirst and desperation for the footy, and they can knock off Richmond on Saturday night, Roosie, I mean, it turns their whole season around. I mean, we were joking about crisis points before, Howie, but this is all of a sudden, if they can beat Richmond, they have that belief which they've been lacking and eroded all at the start of the season. And for Essendon faithful, they're going to the footy this weekend, starting to think that something can happen from this season again.
Yeah, absolutely. I think most people going into the season felt Essendon were going to be a pretty good team. So probably the start of the season was a bit more an aberration than what the last 2 weeks has been. And I think they've just built it on the back of pressure. What we know now in AFL footy, I think most of the coaches are saying it, that, you know, if you don't bring your A game, the competition's so even, you know. And I think the other team you mentioned, the Giants, are a great example of, with all the talent they've got in the team, they just haven't been able to bring their A game this year. Last night, Essendon's tackle pressure, you know, Devin Smith's been outstanding playing against his old club. So I think we're seeing now the Essendon we thought we would see, rather than the one we saw, you know, early in the season.
Jay-Z, you mentioned Mark Neal, and it's tough to say a bloke's been moved aside or taken his decision to move elsewhere, depending which side you're listening to, and the effect that that has on a footy club. What's your understanding of all the discussion about the role he was playing, and now it's been freed up, for want of a better term?
Yeah, look, I've got a lot of respect for Mark Neal. I dealt with him in the local footy down there in Geelong, and he's certainly a very smart football man. But they had big communication issues within the Essendon coaches box. So what happened is basically the three other assistants, if they wanted to make any tactical or strategic changes, they had to go through Mark, who then went to Woosha. So I think there was a fair bit of frustration around that system. And then Dan Richardson, as the footy boss, has taken one look at it over the past 2 months and says, boys, this just does not work. So this was clearly a really big call from Dan Richardson. And I think 2 weeks in, he gave it a really big tick, because, I mean, you know, this is Mark Neal's livelihood and his career, and it's a really big decision. But to this point, certainly it looks like it's working, and the structure is clearly working for them. But this is a Dan Richardson call, no doubt about that.
So who put the structure in place to start? I mean, that's the ridiculous thing.
Yeah, and
it's about structure. You get your structure right before the season starts.
Yeah, and he's a close friend of Woosha, and that was obviously something they decided on. I mean, this is an Essendon team that played finals and rose up the ladder last year. So we gave him a bit of a tick last year.
Was it in place last year?
Yeah, I believe so.
It was.
Yeah, I don't think this was a new thing.